I'm a little disappointed. I haven't heard any politicians in our state talking about what's happening down there in that facility and all the women and children we have detained. And granted, it is a federal decision, but I think it's the duties of our state politicians and our local politicians to make us aware of it and help educate us and guide us on how to feel about it. And I haven't heard anything at all. It's interesting. The reason I was brought to Adelante is because in our community, so many of the people who are living in poverty also have issues with immigration, mostly surrounded the fact that they can't get work authorization here. And I believe that part of stabilizing families and helping kids stay in school, the entire health of the family, not just with medical stuff, but when you're talking about the economic health and the social health of the family, could be really addressed by immigrants getting work authorization. And it's something that's being debated in Washington right now, expanding the deferred action program for to include family members of citizens, parents of kids who are dreamers, stuff like that. I think that supporting a program like that would really raise the health of families in this community, because you would have parents who were allowed to work and wouldn't have to work in conditions that were exploiting them. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Gary King. I'm a Democrat. And I also don't support Governor Martinez's education policies, and I certainly don't support her stance towards immigrants